my God, COVID brain is real.
Great. Well, we're glad you're feeling a little better, Francie. Yeah, because I saw your tweets and you sounded pretty sick, so.
Oh, yeah. And to dear Big Fatty, Merry Happy Gay Cribba.
Right. BigFattyOnline.com. Oh, that's our good buddy, Big Fatty Online. Does the podcast five days a week.
He likes to get clips.
Yes. Yes. All right. Francie, thank you so much. We're glad you're recovering from the COVID.
Oh, me too.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
My God, Big Fatty. Brain is real.
Great.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3857 of the BFO for Thursday, the 17th of November, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, which included... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Big honey, we hear it. Mega Savers Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I'm going to tell you why you're Mega Savers today when we get around to the coupon. But we're not there yet. Big Fatty, is your voice changing? My hot tea is steeping. One moment, please. Y'all, through the magic of little showing, y'all, my hot tea is ready. Y'all, it's the cinnamon apple today. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, it's almost like crema. Y'all, I don't know how to tell you this, but here at the villa, it's beginning to look a lot like crema. Big Fatty, tell us about it. As we move into the holidays, it's true. And y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, the Nip and I, y'all, we headed over and had supper with Olive and the other two ladies. And y'all, Big Fatty, y'all, they had changed the menu up. Y'all, I got a sausage roll. Of course you did, Big Fatty, because you're a vulgar. It's true. And y'all, it was delicious. It was fresh poke sausage, made into a large link, probably 6 inches long, the size of a hot dog, but it was sausage. And y'all, then it was wrapped in the puff pastry. And y'all, you could tell it hadn't come out of a box or anything like that. And y'all, they had a loaded baked potato soup. And y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, it was just good company and good time and good food. And y'all, we got back here. The Nip drove. Y'all, he couldn't see. Can't see at all during the daytime and can see even less at night. But I was hell-bent and determined that it was his turn to drive. Yes, Big Fatty, has he changed the oil? No. But anyway, one moment, please. I'm going to have a little more of this tea, y'all. Oh, that's good. And y'all, so got home. And y'all, whenever we have supper with Olive, y'all, we're home early. So I got to see the Jeopardy. Y'all, you know, it's the Tournament of Champions. And y'all, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one because y'all, the young guy, He rolls the dice. He has nothing to lose the way he sees it. And all three of them are just as smart as a whip. And y'all, but that Amy, that Amy Klobuchar, that's not her name, but that's the only Amy I can, Amy, I don't know what her last name is. Big Fatty, everybody's hollering it out. No, they're not, actually. But anyway, she won, and, spoiler alert, and, after that, let's see. Y'all, I don't know what I watched. I probably caught up on something on the TV machine. I don't really remember. Y'all, I was ready for bed. Y'all, I went to bed early. I was tired. And, y'all, I was in the bed prior to 9 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, my lullaby played, and I was out. I was out like a light, slept like a baby. Y'all, it rained a little bit overnight, and y'all, it's we've got clear skies now, so the temperatures will be plummeting. Plummeting, I say, over the next few days. Y'all, we're going to be down near freezing by the weekend, by the end of the weekend anyway. And y'all, I just decided that I just needed to get some things done. So y'all got up hump day morning, had my breakfast, did the Sudoku, did the Wordle. Y'all, the Wordle was tough. It was tough. Now, I know there are those of you who, I found it quite easy. But y'all, it depends on what letters you get, because it was tough for Big Fatty. Big Fatty, one moment, please. But y'all, after I got back from the nipple walk, y'all, I just decided, first of all, I needed to wash my clothes. I was almost out of socks. That's how I know I need to wash my clothes. I know what I did, Tuesday night. Y'all, I pulled out, you know, since, Hortensia, no, I did that earlier. Never mind. I put a load of clothes in, and y'all, I just decided I was going to go do my grocery shopping, and come back and share when I was done. So y'all, the Nep and I, we hopped in old Ruby Red. We had to make a quick stop at the post office for the Nep. And y'all, then I wanted to go over to the dollar store. You know, everything's a dollar and a quarter there now. Y'all, they had a little string of about 20 white crema lights, and what I wanted to do is I have, you know, I have two sets of ferns that hang from the porch on the veranda, and then I have ferns that are in between, they're in pots, or they're in baskets, but I've turned the handle down, so it just looks like they're in a pot, and they sit between the main bushes around the porch of the villa. And y'all, I just wanted to have a little splash of green and white. So I got the little white lights to go in each of those baskets. Y'all, they were a dollar and a quarter. I don't know if you knew that. Dollar stores now, everything's dollar and a quarter. So I went all out and spent $5 on that. And y'all, I got some treat bags and... you know, because I might be making some treats here soon. Yes, Big Fatty, it's treat time. And, y'all, then I headed on over to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, went to the Von's East. Y'all, they had lots of things on sale, getting ready for Spanksgiving next week. Y'all, they had the Hallmark cards, buy one, get one free, so I picked up a couple of those. Y'all, they had a thing where you could buy a gift card. If you bought $50 worth of groceries and a $50 gift card, they'd give you $10 off your groceries, so I did that. y'all, what did I do? Y'all got me a couple of onions. I got me some sliced mushrooms, some crinkle-cut carrots. Y'all picked up a bag of the pita chips, the jalapeno pita chips. They will buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the good Herbes de Provence. You know, you have to have that to make the standing rib roast. And I know that Peter G and Dr. Stone are preparing for that. So I got a jar of that. Y'all, they have the bag solids. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Got me some celery. Y'all, they have the brown and serve sausages. Two for $8. Got one of those. Y'all, they have the good curry butter. Two for $7, so I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the cone checks and the rice checks. Buy one, get one free. They had the Ready Whip topping. Buy one, get one free. They had the Bonzi's eggnog on sale, so I got a half gallon of that. Y'all, they had the chicken stock. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. And they had the Jimmy Dean sausage, two for $7. Y'all, it's sausage ball time. Y'all, they had the Sister Schubert rolls, two for $8. Got a pan of those. Y'all, they had the Fisher chopped pecans. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all, I picked up a thing of sharp cheddar shredded cheese. All Big Fatty Lurie Warbucks will be thrilled to make sausage balls. Y'all, they had the Boulazon cheese, buy one, get one free, so I got that. Y'all, I spent $112.82, but y'all, now $50 of that is a gift can, so really, if you take that off, I spent $62.82, but y'all, I saved $75.67. Big Fatty, that's what I call a mega saver. And you ran out of music too. Yes! Y'all, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it when I checked out. And y'all, the gift card I got, y'all, it's good at several places. You can go to the Domino's or the Outback Steakhouse or the Home Depot. Which I find a very odd grouping there. But so, y'all, I figure, well, I'll go to either the Outback or the Home Depot. Yes, Big Betty. But y'all, after that, got back home, put my provisions away. And y'all, you know, I had started decorating the outside of the villa. Well, y'all, it was chilly. It was chilly when Big Fatty walked on Hump Day morning. And so, y'all, the high on Hump Day was supposed to be like 64 degrees. I think it went to 66, maybe. But y'all, we're gonna be in the 40s Wednesday night, and y'all, it's only gonna be in the 50s. On the 50s for Thursday and Friday. So, y'all, I said, you know, I'm going to take advantage of this warmth of the 66 degrees. And so, y'all, I got out and I finished putting the lights up. I put up my pathway lights. Y'all, I've got the oversized bulbs, you know, like the C7 bulbs or the C9 bulbs, but they're big. And there's 12 of them coming down each side of the walkway to the veranda. And y'all, then I had another set that I had last year, and it's not quite enough to go around the big tree, but y'all, I brought it on the back two-thirds of the big tree. And y'all, then on the front of the big tree, y'all, something new this year, I had ordered a light-up sign that has packages and a star, and it twinkles, and it says "Merry Grandma," y'all, I set it up on the front third of in front of the tree, and y'all, it just looks real nice. I put those little white lights in the ferns, and y'all, then I had to hook everything together. You know, you gotta stick this into that, and that into this, and that, and then I'm out of places to stick things. Be Fatty Vulgar. So anyway, y'all got it all done, and y'all, I put the lights in. I think maybe I did this yesterday. Put the lights in the big bush out and behind the back porch of the villa, and y'all, then I had to test it out, and y'all, I was having problems with one cord, and so I had to rearrange that a little bit, and but got it all working, and y'all, it looks quite nice, if I must say so myself. Now, I'm not through. I've got the wreath on the door, but I've bought some new teardrop wreath kind of things to go on the three front columns of the veranda of the villa, and I got the hooks and everything, those command strip hooks. But y'all, the sun was going down, and it was beginning to get chilly, and I said, no, I will wait till tomorrow. And y'all, that's really all I've got to do on the outside. The rest of everything is just decorating the inside of the villa. And y'all, that can be done when it gets way too cold to be outside. Big Fatty, the old people don't like to be cold. No, they don't. In fact, I'm going to have another sip of my hot tea. One moment, please. And y'all, the funny thing is, y'all, while I was putting the lights up and everything, y'all, my muscly gentleman caller, y'all, he does real estate, and he was in some sort of continuing education class. I guess you have to take classes to keep your license current. And so he was in a class, and he's like, oh, Patty, I wish I was over with you and enjoying the special chai. And y'all, this just went on and on and on. He didn't learn a damn thing in that class today. But I totally expect him. He says, I've got to get over there soon. And so, y'all, I totally expect him. You know, he usually goes to the gymnasium in the mornings. Y'all, I expect him to skip the gymnasium probably today or for right and come by. And, y'all, it's just, it's like it's a full moon, except it's a special chair. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the special chair, the full special chair. Well, Big Fatty likes it when the special chair is full. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we'll keep you informed on all of that, too. And, y'all, I think, now let me just think here one second. Let me look at my list. Do I have anything else? No, I don't think so. Y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! I just got to mention a couple of things about little shows. Y'all, did you listen to the Stink Pot little show with Tappy Carlisle Huffington? Aunt Tappy Carlisle Huffington. Y'all, she was preparing her Thanksgiving turkey. You chopped the head off the live bird and then had to remove all the vile things out of it. And y'all, then she was frying up some sort of tapeworm from the bottom of the sea that doesn't have a mouth or a butthole. And it was vulgar. It was just vulgar. And y'all, then Crooked Hat's parents had to put their little puppy dog to sleep. So we send out our thoughts to that. And Tim, Kumal, and Francie. Any warnings for the holidays?
Oh my God, Big Fatty, brain is real.
Great.
Oh yes, Big Fatty, brain is real. It just, yes, Big Fatty, it's, yes, it's real.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.